Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this day two of October 2023. And boy, where is the year going to? Things are moving very, very rapidly, just like it said they would in Daniel chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. But anyhow, tonight we have, he is the legendary, well, you might call him a very highly acclaimed program. What's going on there? Okay. That was the highly acclaimed programmer, Derek Venus. And tell him to behave himself, Derek. Boy, All right. And we're going to bring Joe up here in a minute if he could quit making all that racket. He got a new system, and I think the devil may be in the details. And so, anyhow, I'll just say, and we have tonight with us the Missouri legend, the parson, Joe Larson. And while Joe's, while he's wrestling with his equipment, are you there, Joe?
No, I'm trying to get him on now.
Okay, he's still not there. We're trying to get him up. Anyhow, while that's happening, folks, here, I shut my mouth off. I was talking about how good it's been. We haven't had any problems with the equipment, and the devil's crew had seemed to give up on trying to take us down. We haven't been under attack with the electronic means and things. But now, this may just be just problems with the equipment. But anyhow, I wanted to say this. You know, I've spent some time recently just reading letters from some of the listeners out there. Boy, have we been getting a lot of letters. And I wanted to say that, I want to thank you folks for all of those encouraging letters. They really are encouraging. Most of the letters come from ladies. And God bless you all. And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to take your prayer request. We spent about over 3 hours praying for answering the prayer requests that people have sent in to us. And today I spent time praying with some of the ladies that called in. They all called in and over the telephone. We need to keep some prayer because little Lisa has been very, very ill. And we've been missing her. We've been kind of short on staff. Pastor Hal had to come in today and work. And I had to take him over to Subway and buy him a big Subway sandwich to get him to work. But he did a good job. Anyhow, I can hear the right there, the legend, Parson Joe Larson. Hey, Joe.
Hey, that we're going to have a good show because we're having all the technical problems early on.
Yeah, well, that's usually, it seems like the devil seems to know what we're going to be, when we're talking about things he doesn't want us to know about. I remember.
Yeah, it seems to be that way.
I remember how I quit announcing when Larry Nichols would be on the program, because every time I would announce he's going to be with us tomorrow, we would have nothing but trouble. I mean, from the very go, we would be coming under all kinds of attacks. It would be, you name it, and it would be happening. So I quit announcing the days Larry would be with us, and so that kind of put an end. Although they tried to get through, but usually we got halfway through the program without being, you know, all the problems we had. But so, anyhow, tonight, Joe, we got a lot to cover, so we better get going. I'm going to read this. Joe, Psalm 7:11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. And we're going to start tonight in Proverbs 18. And let's take them. Joe, read verses 1 through 4 and then stop.
Okay. Did you give the title out? I couldn't tell.
Oh, no, I didn't. The title is A Fool's Mouth is His Destruction. A Fool's Mouth is His Destruction.
All right. Verse 1. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as the flowing brook.
All right, that word ignominy, folks, means dishonor, that it comes with dishonor for reproach. And so here, you know, this is in verse 4, Joe, there's a whole lot in there because in the application to that verse, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. Okay, what is often lurking in deep waters? The unknown. The unknown, uncertainty, and danger, huh?
Danger, yeah. I didn't think of uncertainty, yeah, but uncertainty and danger, yeah.
Now, also, if you're sitting on deep waters are usually very still. And so if you're sitting on deep waters and it's sitting there very still, where are you going?
Nowhere.
It's not taking you anywhere, is it? And here?
No. There's no movement.
And remember what we talked about last week. Well, you know, when the Bible had referred to wash your hands in running water, how that, you know, that was known in God's Word, the Bible, thousands of years before scientists discovered it. But
germs build up in water basins that the doctors were washing in, just actually multiplying the germs.
Right, and what happens if you have like a little pond and you have a bunch of, like when I was a kid, way back in the woods there was a little pond, but there were only a couple of us knew about it, and we would go back there and go swimming back and it was really nice. It was our secret pond back in the woods, but there were just a couple of us. But what if you'd had about 10 or 15 people in there? It would be spreading germs like wildfire, wouldn't it?
It sure would have, and it would have started to destroy the little pond.
But he goes on to say, and the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. It is not, read the next verse, verse 5.
It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment.
Okay, now Joe, go back to Proverbs 17 and read verse 15.
He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. That's
okay.
One of those most powerful words that God uses when he's upset with something.
How are we
abomination.
Seeing, yeah. today, how would that apply to the so-called judge, the completely illegitimate judge in New York, Arthur Engoron and Letitia James?
Yeah, the attorney general, and that would apply to Merrick Garland and
Chris
the
Ray.
Head of the FBI, CIA, IRS. You could go on and on.
They're very, very corrupt, aren't they?
Very corrupt, very wicked.
What now? All of
and
these,
they are they're trying to overthrow the righteous.
What do all of these? Well, we're going to read that here in a minute. We're going to take a look at what the Bible says about what it refers to as these people, these kind of people. But read verse 17:23. Verse
17:23. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment.
Now, how is that with George Soros and his bought and paid for whores?
His gift was being able to make money one way or the other. And he takes all that gift, that making of money, and uses that money to pervert, really, judgment and justice all over the world.
Now read 17:26.
Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity.
Now let me ask you this. How would that apply to the January 6th? How does that apply to what happened with Donald Trump today?
Oh, that would what happened to him today and last week and last month, that punish the just is not good. God is not happy when you go after the just, and that's what they've been doing, trying to do anything to impeach his character, his person, his integrity, his intelligence, whatever. They are trying to basically destroy him.
All right, go ahead and read verse 6.
A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes.
Do you know what that means when it says his mouth calls for strokes, that word there in the Hebrew? That means slaps, blows to the mouth. A fool's lips...
Calls for blows, huh?
Did you slap the mouth of a fool, okay? A fool's lips enter into contention. Then go ahead and read the next one.
A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Ooh, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
Lips are the snare of his soul. So what comes out of his mouth, the uncleanness, the stupidity, the destruction, well, because it said the fool's mouth is destruction, and so if it goes on, the...
Now, that's his soul, not his spirit.
No.
There's a difference. Spirit is your life force. Your soul is your personality.
Right.
It's who you are, okay?
Who you are.
Right. And so here, go ahead and read verses 8 through 10.
The words of a talebearer are wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is strong, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Well, when you go back to the great waster, that word waster in the Hebrew means destroyer, the great destroyer.
Destroyer, yeah.
Now here, this verse has really got a lot into it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now listen, the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Boy, does the Bible give us a lot of examples of the righteous running to it.
Right. The Lord is a strong and mighty tower. There's other places in Psalms and... you know, he's a rock that protects and shelters, and
what about,
all through Scripture, he's the where we go in times of trouble.
What about the demon-possessed man seeking deliverance from the demons in Mark 5, 6? Who did he run to?
The Lord.
What about
Jesus.
What about the young fellow, the young rich man that was seeking eternal life in Mark 10, 17? Who did he run to?
Went to Jesus.
What about the unhappy, wealthy man in Luke 19:4. That could have been looking at Matthew, the tax collector, huh?
Yeah, it could have been.
Who did he run to?
Jesus.
What about the concerned observer at the cross in Mark 15:36?
Remember me to your father when you get when you get to your father. Remember me. I can't quite get it, but yeah, he was asking Jesus to remember him to his father.
Now we're talking about those that literally, physically ran. John and Peter, on hearing it of the open tomb, John 20, verses 4 through 8, Peter and John literally ran to the tomb, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
All right, I want to go, because we're going to look at this, Joe, here, when we're talking about the fools don't know that, that you're going to reap what you sow. God's Word, the Bible, is very clear. You reap what you sow. Just recently, we're talking about New York. A lot has been happening in New York. The Surgeon General of New York, Joe, is demanding that everyone carry Narcan with them.
Narcan, yep.
To be prepared for a fentanyl overdose. And now, Joe, listen.
They think that the average person on the street's going to run over to a addict that's lying there and who doesn't know if he's sleeping out of it, what, and squirt Narcan up their nose. I think they underestimate people tremendously. People are not going to do that. That's a long time in the big cities have proved. They do not want to get involved. They
Joe,
do not want
Joe,
to put themselves in danger.
I think I've got something I thought of that maybe nobody there in New York's thought of it. Listen, there's laws on the books about peddling all of these illegal drugs. There's laws that makes it illegal that if you were to arrest those people that are peddling the drugs, Joe, and put them in jail, all of these kids wouldn't be dying from all of this stuff. They wouldn't be, you know, from fentanyl.
No, they wouldn't. You would think, you know, a drug dealer sells drugs that kill people. Well, if you do other things that kill people, it's called murder or manslaughter or, you know. But
okay.
They seem to always take away any real penalty for a drug dealer.
Well, you know what?
They try and keep it mild. But it's not. It's a serious, serious offense.
So then you know what protocol is, right? Do you know what protocol is?
Yes.
Okay, so the protocol is this. If you're a Democrat in a large city or a blue state, then if fentanyl is being sold and other drugs, do you not deserve a piece of the action? Are you not entitled to pay to the pay to play program? I mean, if you're a blue Democrat in the blue states, you should be on the payroll, aren't you?
Or find a way to run a business that gets government money to do something. What was it? You and I did a story many years back. There were 32 different agencies, something like that, working to help the homeless. They were spending this huge amount of money. And it came to the idea that they were spending close to over $100,000 per homeless person through all these different agencies. And this was years ago, back when if you had given each one of them, you know, $45,000, they would have been an average income, wouldn't have been poor and homeless. And the only thing that would have happened, we wouldn't have had 32 different government agencies shoveling out taxpayer money.
Well, see, it's much harder to skim off the top if you use common sense and decency and integrity. Like a lot of these charitable organizations, if you check them out, some of them, 90% actually goes to the people, but others...
Yeah, like Tunnels to Tower, I think it's like 95%. You know, only they run the whole business on 5%.
But on some
and
of these...
You even look at Salvation Army with all their buildings and soup kitchens, they still have like 80-85% goes directly to the people, and the rest is in vehicles and gasoline and warehousing and shelters that they have. So they're one of the most efficient organizations in the world.
They are, but it's much harder to skim off the top, Joe, when people are keeping a close account on the money, okay? What about this this organization? What is it, the one where all the charities, what is that called, the one that all the charities come under?
Oh, United...
United Way.
Or United Fund, something like that.
Yeah, now see, United Way with the CEO...
United paid, Way, thank you.
getting paid over, much over, way over $1 million a year, Joe. Do we kind of see some skimming taking place there?
Well, just look at the salaries of the people involved. And whenever you see salaries that big, you know something's going on.
Right.
I'm sorry, but... You look at any well-run charity, the person running it is not making millions of dollars.
So when Hunter Biden gets $500,000 for one of his paintings,
that something smells in the fish market.
You think there's something there, huh? Okay, I want to, Joe.
Sure not worth that kind of money.
I want to jump over, Joe.
Remember when they went back and found some of the people? We did a story on some of the people that were donating, buying the pictures. They were just nothing but big Democrat donors.
Right. I want to jump over to Ezekiel chapter 16.
And Ezekiel 16.
We're going to look at it because there's a word, a name for these people that you saw, that judge. That we were looking at, Arthur Ingeran. We're going to take a look at what the Bible says. So in Ezekiel 16, verses 29 through 33. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Thou hast, moreover, multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou dost all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, and that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as a harlot, and that thou scornest Tyre, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom.
All right, so here he's referring to the wife of God, Israel, as the wife of God. And here he's talking about, see, Israel was committing whoredom, well, with the Egyptians, with the Philistines, with the Assyrians, with the Chaldeans, and there were others, there was more. So she was playing the harlot. And verse 41 and 42 says, and they shall burn thine houses with fire and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will not cause thee to cease from playing the harlot. And thou shalt also give hire to any more. So will I make my fury toward the rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and I will be no more angry. So in other words, God is not happy at all. Not only is he
angry
with the wicked every day, but the behavior of these people today doing what they're doing is the same behavior as the nation of Israel where the other nations. There was complete, complete wickedness and unlawfulness. They defiled everything, and that's exactly what they're doing here. That's exactly what was happening in the government out there today. And here in Ohio, issue one, that's exactly what issue one does. We'll be back right after this.
Gordon Call was right when he made his famous stand. Heaven knows there was a man who fought the righteous fight, till the wrong arm of the law gunned him down in Arkansas. He would not pay one dime of tribute to the IRS, and for his disobedience they planned his death. fiery death. And now all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love and war. Five forty-five p.m. on a North Dakota road, February 83, that's when the war began, where two federal marshals died for the sake of tyranny. They both would underestimate the courage of one man who only shot in self-defense to save his promised land. Because all is fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love and war. When all was said and done, and the verdict's handed down, someone had to take the fall, and it was Gordon's son, who was wounded in the fray. Please won't you pray for your recall, who now must waste his life away inside some stinking jail. Please pray the Lord might set him free, through faith we shall prevail. They say all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love. In love and war, in love and war.
I want to give a, just to give a heads up to Carl Klang. Carl always took up, always for the underdog, and it cost him a lot of times. He, for singing songs, just like he just sang here, or and when he went after, when he sang about Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge or Waco. Well, you know, he had concerts, and people would turn out. Of course, the fake news media, the enemy news media, what they call mainstream, they didn't want anyone to know about Carl. They wanted to keep it quiet. Don't mention his name. You know, don't let it get out. If people find out, they'll go to his concerts. But Carl would always stand up and always take up, and Carl was a hero. Carl Klang was a hero. And the Lord took him home early. I wish he was still here, because him and I were going to at some time do some songs together. But what a hero he really was. And so, got to say this, tomorrow night, Joe, here in Northeast Ohio, the Geauga County Tea Party, the activist group. This is why we're fighting, we're pushing back against the forces of darkness here. By the way, guess what? I've had two calls like today where people from out of state were calling, one from New Jersey, one from New York. They want to move to Ohio. Well, folks, I'd love to have you patriots come here, but I'm not in real estate. Now, I can put you in touch with some real estate people up here that attend the church, and they're good and honest people, but I'm not in real estate, and I really don't have time to go try and run houses down for you. I know one thing, Joe, it's getting fewer and fewer. When a house goes up for sale, it sells within hours, it seems like today.
Well, yeah, people that have low-interest loans that they took out years ago, there's no way they want to sell their house because they don't want to have to buy a house at 7%. They couldn't afford to buy the house they're living in if they had to pay that kind of interest. And so people are holding on to them, and because of other problems with the economy, there's no real building going on, so there's a dire shortage of houses.
Well, because houses aren't being sold, going up for sale here now, they are building. I've noticed the building is up here out where I live in the county because people are wanting, they're coming out here, they're finding land, and they want to get away from the blue states. But anyhow, tomorrow night...
Well, you're doing well then because... They're on CBS News, one of the big headlines by Christopher Brooks. Homes unaffordable in 99% of nation for average American on Money Watch.
That's true.
Which is a highly rated economic program. 99% of the average Americans cannot afford to buy a home.
That's why they're building them. But let me tell you this, even the cost of materials is skyrocketed. Years ago, I was in building. We built hundreds of homes. And, boy, it's just unbelievable how it's gone up about 500%.
Yeah, part of that is the Green New Deal. They're trying to prevent a lot of the materials from being cut, manufactured, sold. They don't want new housing. They don't like single-family housing. They want, Manhattan-style apartments. And I was just looking, when you bring something like that up, people don't realize right now inflation, gas is up about 53%, eggs 33%, milk 23%, electricity 28%, natural gas is about 30%, or new cars 30%. And then you've got things like your meat, natural gas, rent. These things are up there in the 40-50% due to inflation. The inflation we had didn't go away. They said, well, it's gone back to, this low rate, but that's from the high point. It's dropped down, but that high point's still there. The cost of these things you need to live, you're still paying. So
I'll tell you about that inflation here in a minute, but let me just say this. Mike Hollowell will be discussing the horrors of Issue 1 and Issue 2 on November 7th ballot. The horror. I mean, these bills, folks, are just absolutely, it is a horrible thing. If the people in Ohio don't stand up and fight, look, you can expect election fraud. If you are not registered to vote, you need to get, I'll be ashamed of you. I'd be ashamed if you're not registered to vote. Get out there, get registered to vote, because we cannot afford to lose this. So tomorrow night, he's going to be speaking at the Geauga County Tea Party at 6:30 on this subject, and the Metzenbaum Center at 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. That's 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. That's tomorrow night, at 6:30. And I'm always there when I can be there, and I usually always open up the meeting out there for the folks. And again, I see it continues to grow now also out here because of tactical civics. It's bringing a lot of the Christian patriotic groups are really coming together here now. So, in fact, we just had some members of the Proud Boys. I would change that name to Blessed Boys, but the Proud Boys now are attending our church because they're looking for an activist church to belong to. So I praise the good Lord for patriots, because they've been, they have really been demonized by the completely corrupt Antichrist media out there, the mainstream media, and of course the FBI, just unbelievable, the corruption. Now, I said all that, Joe. I got to say this. I think Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing. I think he's roping a dope. And when I saw this Judge Engeren, I knew I saw a dope. He's like a male version of Kamala Harris.
when the camera went to him, he acted like a complete fool. He acted like a rookie first-time attorney or judge with a camera on him. I mean, that was just unbecoming a senior, judicial official.
Well, there's a good reason why he was acting like a fool.
Yes, there's a very good reason, probably because he is one.
Let me read you this, Ezekiel 16, verse 35 through 38. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord, thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with the lovers, and with all the idols of abominations, and by the blood and by the children. They're not talking about here sexual. They're talking about spiritual adultery is what's
right.
Happening. And what was it? They wanted to legalize child sacrifice. They legalized child sacrifice. Does that sound familiar to you, Joe?
It sure does. We call it planned predators, and we call it abortion. And then they're also pushing euthanasia, and they're pushing, let people have all the drugs they want so they can, kill themselves and overdose.
Do you know who LaFonso Butler is?
Not ringing a bell right now.
LaFonso Butler is a lesbian who hates white people. She's been her entire life working on promoting abortion. She's a black lesbian.
Oh, that's right. That's that new, new senator.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's who Newsom is going to appoint, because he found one. He wanted someone who was loathsome. He wanted Newsom. I want to challenge God, and I want to go, and I want to find someone that would fit this, someone that is wicked. Because I don't care if God's angry with the wicked every day. Look, do you see how much money I have? And that's what Mr. Newsom says, I will get the votes of the wicked. Like Ethabel. Ethabel, where did Ethabel make all his money? Well, he made it off of human trafficking, right? And that's what these people are doing. And, I've said it here. It's finally coming out now, what we told you before about on Hunter Biden's laptop, where it showed you that right there that he was involved with human trafficking. They were making money off of that big part.
And there's a huge article for those that are interested, the London Daily Mail, 2nd October. Exclusive: Hunter Biden suspected of hiring prostitutes from Eastern European sex trafficking ring during drug binges, falsifying checks to pay to the women. Treasury documents reveal, it talks about how there were special investigators from a large bank, Wells Fargo Bank, were flagging him, showing that he had written bad checks, got help covering these checks, and was, transferring money back and forth, took money that he claimed it was a business expense. So he was using money to falsify his taxes with the prostitute. It's just one sickening thing after another. There's about a dozen, about 10 pages of this junk, and different things about the money and people, names and people who, and connections to Chinese rings, sex trafficking rings. So it's right there if you want to go see it. London Daily Mail, called thedailymail.com. Hunter Biden suspected of hiring prostitutes from sex trafficking ring. And it's just more than you want to know. Trust me.
Already.
Well, they always say there's no proof. And it would take us half an hour or better to go through all the stuff that's in here. If we, had nothing else to do, that's how big the article is.
Well, let me ask you this. What does the Chinese Communist Party, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and the Clinton Foundation all have in common?
They all are all about money, deception, lies, and harming America.
Right. You know, I just went to a kind of a coughing spell here about a minute ago. Right, but they all spent a lot of effort, time, and money in protecting Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Now, there's got to be a good reason why they're all just paranoid by Merrick Garland will lie under oath. I mean, this guy's got no qualms about lying under oath. I just can't believe, I've never seen, and to imagine we would have an attorney general as corrupt as Merrick Garland is. I mean, this guy is just... He's got no shame to him at all. He's got no conscience. I've listened to him. And he said in there, you know, they always talked about how Bill Clinton could look you in the eye. And remember what Clinton used to say? Clinton's favorite saying, one of his was, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? In other words, and that's why they always called him Slick Willie. But Merrick Garland, I mean, no conscience. I mean, this guy is just unbelievable. And, of course...
Well, part of the reason... They are like that, and he's not the only one. You've got Homeland Security, you've got the FBI lying, covering up IRS officials. We are, the folks have to realize out there, we are in the middle of a communist takeover, a real communist revolution. These people, it had gone so far, they thought, you know, if it hadn't been for Donald Trump, we would have had Hillary, would have brought in that total transformation of America, and Biden's now completing it. And they're in this. To them, it's all or nothing. They're past what the pilot calls point of no return. There's no way they can return and go back and get back where they were safely if they don't continue on, you know, and make it to where they're going. They're going to die. And this is life or death for them. It's not a political game. It is life and death. They've fomented this revolution. They're in it for complete takeover and power to destroy our constitutional republic, turn us into a socialist state. And they are the players. They are the money people. They are the ones pulling the strings of power. And so it's an all-or-nothing war. It's not a game. It's an all-or-nothing revolution. It's a real war. And the people in the United States better wake up and realize this is for the heart and soul of America. This is a battle for our future, for our children, grandchildren.
So what you're telling me, Joe, is that if we actually had a legitimate, if we had an actual, had a legitimate FBI, if we had a legitimate, an actual legitimate Department of Justice, that all of these people would be charged and tried for treason. Hillary would be tried for treason. Merrick Garland would be tried for treason. Joe Biden would be tried for treason. Hunter Biden for treason. Chris Ray would be tried for treason. All of these people, and going down the list, they would be tried because they have committed high crimes and treason against the American people.
Right.
Add to that Nancy Pelosi. On all of those that were involved in that January 6th, what they call Select Committee, all of those would be guilty of treason, wouldn't they?
They would.
And so...
It's for real. So many people think of it, oh, it's political season, it's politics, I hate politics, I don't want to get involved. No, it's a communist takeover. It's a revolution like the kind you've read about that have happened in history. You're seeing it. You're watching it on the news at night. You're seeing it in the newspaper. You're seeing it on the internet articles. It is not politics. It is, one, it's a spiritual war between the children of God and the Antichrist system, which is the socialist communist. And it's for real. And this country better wake up and realize we have to truly, truly run to this battle. And our God is waiting for us to, what, be Christian soldiers and go out there and stand for him against this evil, which it is. It's nothing but evil.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about one of those people we talked about that really helped to destroy our military. Our military, we could not, right now, all of your top generals say we could not win a war. We could not possibly win a war with China.
Let alone two. We were at one point. We could win two separate wars in different parts of the Earth.
Well, we
right now we couldn't win. They've done different games where we lose to several different scenarios. It's not good.
Yeah, we do. One of those was disgraced General Mark Milley.
Really?
Who Friday ended his career Friday with an awkward plea for applause. He spoke, call it poetic justice, sooner or later. You have to answer for your actions, and what happens in this life may be a clue for what's coming next. When General Mark Milley, who served as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Trump and Biden, retired. Now, remember, he's the one that turned on Trump. And he said he would not obey Trump. On staff, Trump and Biden retired on Friday. He went out not with a bang, but with a whimper, a testimony of his poetic genius of T.S. Eliot. He was the one that was promoting drag queens, promoting transgenders, drag queens, everything but, and trying to force the poisonous pokes on the soldiers. Very anti-Christian, very anti-Christian, very pro-drag queen. And I got a feeling that he too was, and I think the soldiers think so too. But anyhow, he went out not with a bang, but with a whimper. And here, as a testimony to the poetic genius of T.S. Eliot, Mark Milley is one of Eliot's hollow men who have spent their professional lives in Washington, D.C., ruining America. He was one of the men who whisper together are quiet and meaningless as the wind and dry grass or rat's feet over a broken glass. Citizens Free Press posted a telling clip that captured the essence of Milley's hollow career on X, formerly Twitter, with the comment fitting end to his career. Goes on to say, Milley had a Jeb moment today, and then he stepped down as the top U.S. general. Remember Jeb Bush, what he was talking about when Bush made some statements that he expected to get an applause, but the people, when he did something that was very pro-Democrat, very anti-patriot, and I can't even remember what it said, but it fell flat. Anyhow, when Milley asked his classmates from Princeton to give him a shout-out while delivering a speech before he stepped down from his positions, there wasn't a response. Milley, in a rare moment of mental acuity, commented, "That's pretty weak, actually. Not sure what to make of that," he says. He then asked attendees from West Point to do the same. That was even weaker. Was all Milley could say. Even if Milley was acting semi-petitious in his reactions to the lame response from the crowd, the moment was a prime example of poetic justice. Milley's career was weak at best. At worst, he was even weaker than the stuffed men of Eliot's poem. To put it bluntly, Milley's career had been filled with failures. Almost 2 years ago to the day, Milley told Congress that he knew former President Donald Trump wasn't planning to attack China, and that was why he called the Chinese counterpart, his Chinese general, Lei Zhaoqing of the People's Liberation Army, as reported by PBS NewsHour. According to the New York Post, Milley, in his testimony to the House Armed Services Committee, told Lei, "I'll call you, but we're not going to attack you." Now, he did this against Trump's orders. Okay? You see, the idea is to keep your enemy wondering, right?
Right, exactly. You never tell them what your game plan, especially your big game plan, is. That's stupid. Any soldier knows you don't tell the enemy what you're going to do.
When Trump was in office, America was respected for a while. We had some integrity back. Our enemies feared and respected us. Today, they laugh at us. So maybe Milley and his fellow stuffed suits decided in an ill-gotten way that they needed to warn China about an unplanned non-attack because why? Well, the move obviously jeopardized any military plan or leverage the Trump administration may have had concerning China. Just as importantly, it's clear Milley was going to warn the Chinese if America was prepared to attack. Isn't that quite literally called treason? Yeah, it's treason. Called treason.
Well, our founding fathers would have called it treason.
Yeah, well, if we'd had a Justice Department, which we didn't, because treason,
yeah, we don't.
Treason was in the Justice Department, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And that was not
it's
just...
all through our whole government. Look, what was it? I'm trying to remember. Maybe you can help me. They something came up, and they had Department of Homeland Security people coming to do an investigation. I thought, wait a minute, that was the kind of thing that the FBI was for. Oh, well, they can't use the FBI because right now the FBI is so busy going after parents, you know, homeschoolers, parents who are fighting the school system, the corrupt, what do you call it, the teachers' unions, the, you know.
Yeah, but don't forget,
the board,
Joe.
School you know, boards, you know, they're busy fighting the Patriots, so they don't have time to go after criminals. So
yeah, but don't forget, they've spent a lot of time lying about all that, too. So it's not that they haven't been busy. You know, it takes, you know, you got to spend a lot of time lying about that, like that fake kidnapping there of the governor of Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that takes some planning time, yeah. And then things like January 6th takes a lot of agents, a lot of planning, a lot of money, a lot
and
of...
a lot of lying. Plant. A lot of lying.
Yep.
And so, all righty, we're going to come... we got to talk about what happened with, in New York's AG's office with President Trump. Boy, did Trump nail him today, didn't he?
He did. There, some of the attorneys were on... TV and stuff going, well, this, you know, he's fighting a political battle. I don't know as an attorney I would turn him loose like that, but, well, he's Donald Trump. He's fighting the battle his way.
But well, actually, yeah.
Like he came out on top today.
He's roping a dope already. His poll numbers are going up.
Mm-hmm.
And even some Democrats are saying they don't like, but they're going over to his corner. Because they're seeing, even, you know what, there are some who are still in that party that haven't become totally degenerate. They still maybe have a conscience. And
some,
like
and then there's others who are smart enough to see that it's backfiring. It's just making him stronger, more popular. Even more and more Democrats look at this and go, wait a minute, I thought they were in, life was unfair to me. Look at what they're doing to Trump. And especially that news where... this judge came out and said, well, yeah, the appellate court, you know, we're about 80% of your case
throughout
past the statute of limitations, so we really can't use that in this case. So
they threw it out.
Basically, they wasted the entire day bringing up stuff that won't be relevant to the case at hand, so he's only got now 20% of all the charges to fight, and that's a big help. That really cut it down.
Well, I know, but you see, the point of it is, look, so I'm going to tell you something, see. Joe, if I'm a judge and you're coming to my court, you're going to be in my court to be on trial, Joe, and I tell everybody before, if I'm the judge, before the trial, that you're guilty, Joe, I should be recruited.
Good grounds to have an appeal have already been laid before the trial started, right?
Right. And if the prosecutor said, I've spent my whole life, I'm going to get him no matter what, years, actually, years before.
Mm-hmm. Before even running for office, ran for office.
There was a time there was enough
Trump was
integrity within
slogan.
The system. There was a time that there was enough integrity within the system that they would have been removed. But those days are gone for now. We'll be back after this. We got a whole lot more to talk about. So don't go away. There's a lot more to come.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.